This is crazy talk.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host to the lesser heard side of rock, one consisting of album cuts and B-sides, along with a healthy dose of rock and roll vinyl history, and at times some not so subtle commentary. From the blues of the 30s to today's new releases and everything in between. We have a lot to do, so let's get started. We're returning to Detroit this week, continuing with the Rock in the Land of Motown theme. We ended last week with local garage bands of the period, but things were changing, not just in Detroit, but nationally. The friendly peace and love of 1967 was all but dead. Music was getting heavier, and there was nothing friendly about the next two bands, the MC5 and the Stooges. The infamous Kick Out the Jams by the Motor City 5 from the LP of the same name, released Halloween of 1968. The album was recorded live at the Grand Ballroom we referenced last show, and included the offensive intro to the title cut. We, because an FCC license is a beautiful thing, will include the censored single version released against the wishes of the band, replacing the Naughty Bits with the line, "Brothers and Sisters." The MC5 met their demise on Elektra when, because the Detroit department store Hudson's refused to stock the album, the band took out a full-page ad in a local magazine, The Fifth Estate, expressing in no uncertain terms how they felt about the store, eloquently employing the same limited vocabulary they used on the aforementioned song. And if that wasn't bad enough, they put the Elektra Records logo on it, causing Hudson to pull all records from the label, and there were quite a few. Hudson's kicked out Elektra, Elektra kicked out the MC5, and the band soon would no longer be kicking out the Jams.
Right now it's time to kick out the Jams, brothers and sisters!
You get the feeling you got. Time about to
kick on the tail. I done kicked them out.
Now, you'd think employing the once-bitten-twice-shy theory that Elektra was finished in Detroit. But no. They signed the Stooges, and in the summer of 69, their self-titled debut saw the light of record store shelves. Well, maybe not every record store. The critics fell all over themselves to pan it, calling it loud, boring, tasteless, unimaginative, and childish. Stupid rock at its best. But it's time that caused all of the critics in 69, years later, to completely reverse what they said. Now it's proto-punk, a good 6 years before there was such a thing, and only in the Rust Belt could something like this gestate, or fester, depending on how you see it. The second single released was a 3-minute, 9-second, 3-chord dirge with sleigh bell, titled I Wanna Be Your Dog. Along the same lines, but maybe a bit more commercial, were The Frost, Frigid Pink, and The Up. The next three cuts, more about them in a few.
Rock and roll rising. feel the change in your way. Is it something I've been doing to make you act so doggone strange? I sense a coldness when I kiss you. When I put my arms around you, it seems you move away. Golly gee, what's happening to me, girl? Cry and shame. Coming on, girl, I wanna break out into tears, 'cause I know you're not getting better, and you fill my mind with constant fears. I'm afraid to go on to another.
Just like an Aborigine. Frost, considered the premier band in Detroit compared to the previous, found themselves on Vanguard, a highbrow label best known for blues, folk, and classical, not for how to promote a rock band, causing the band to die on the vine. Rock and roll music was the title cut from 1970's second endeavor of the same name. The Frigid Pink is best known for their heavy fuzz guitar cover of The House of the Rising Sun from the first self-titled LP of 1970, but Side One also had its share of gems, and Cryin' Shame was one. The MC5 and The Up were housemates during the late 60s, early 70s, both at one time or another being the house band of the Grand Ballroom. The Up would become the mouthpiece of the White Panther Party, getting more and more political as time went by. Just like an Aborigine was from their only LP, Rising, on the Easy Action label from 1970. They lasted only until 1973. Psychedelia was also proudly represented in the Motor City, with the Amboy Dukes and SRC. The Dukes' only consistent member was Ted Nugent, who, despite the psychedelic, alleged drug reference lyrics and smoking apparatus-laden cover art of their second LP, Journey to the Center of the Mind, was a devout non-smoker, cigarettes or otherwise, an anti-drug straight, who also didn't partake of drink. The single of the same name went to number 16 in 1968, helping to define the era. Teddy would reprise the song on his Love Grenade LP in 2007. We'll save that for a future show. The SRC, which stood for the Scott Richard Case, remember referencing them last show, released one LP for Capitol, on which was what many consider a psychedelic masterpiece, Black Sheep. The aforementioned single was in glorious mono, while the LP track was presented in stereo, running almost a minute longer. I'm blessing you with the latter.
Kiss behind, come with us and find
the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind. Come along if you care. Come along if you dare. Take a ride to the land inside of your mind.
Beyond the seas of thought, beyond the realm of what,
across the streams of hopes and dreams where things are really hot. Come along if you care. Come along if you dare. Take a ride to the land inside of your mind.
But please realize, you'll probably be surprised.
For it's a land unknown to man where fantasy is back. You can please understand, you might not come back.
time to journey to the center of the mind. Center of the mind.
You're listening to Rock and Roll in Motown Land, here on the Vinyl Garage. Way before Night Moves, the Bob Seger System released three LPs that, when compared with what would eventually define him, seem out of character. More hard rock than what you'd expect. So it's probably no surprise that these are my favorite Seger endeavors. And the third, Mongrel, the pinnacle of Seger rock, before a kinder, gentler, more financially secure Bob. Lucifer is without a doubt the standout track from the LP, making it into, just barely, the top 100.
Yeah!
Seem a bit odd to name your record label after one of your artists, but if that band was the only one that made you any money, I guess you can't argue. The band and label was Rare Earth. They cover the Temptations cuts, I Know I'm Losing You, and Get Ready more successfully than the originals. The latter running a side spanning 21 minutes, the single edit a mere 2 minutes. The band would rock up some R&B cuts, giving them a blue-eyed take on material. From their second LP, Get Ready, the first for Rare Earth, a Traffic cover, Feeling All Right.
Scene, 'cause every night I have the strangest dream.
just seems like everybody's getting on your case, from your teacher all the way down to your best girlfriend. Well, you know, I used to have them just about all the time, but I found a way to get out of it. Let me tell you about it.
Smoking.
Ann Arbor Boys, the Brownsville Station, and their most popular cut, Smokin' in the Boys Room, from the Yeah LP. Also from that same year, Alice Cooper's Billion Dollar Babies, from an LP of the same name, his last before becoming a solo act. Now, you can't say Detroit without at least mentioning the Grand Funk Railroad. Actually, you should be saying Flint. And as long as we're giving full disclosure, we also need to say Cleveland, since seven of the Funk's LPs were recorded here at Cleveland Recording, including Shining On from 1974. Glenn Frey grew up in the Detroit suburb of Royal Oak and became part of the local music scene before heading west, young man, to form the Eagles. We heard from his first solo LP, No Fun Allowed, Party Town. Two former members of Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels formed the Rockets in 1972. From the Turn Up the Radio LP from 1979 was, again, a song of the same name. Closing out the Rock and Roll in Motown Land show with the White Stripes, Jack White, and one of his many side projects, the Raconteurs, with Steady As She Goes.
Turn up the radio, I wanna quit the action.
Thanks for spending a perfectly good hour of your life here in the Vinyl Garage. Keep in touch with the show at facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show or directly via email at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. Thanks for listening. Is